What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with the homie Imagine. Imagine comes all the way from the city of Covina. He came to promote his newest project, Beyond Clouds. You can hear and you can get his stuff. His music's available on Spotify. Or you can go to his website, thatimagine.com. There you can find his new album, Beyond Clouds. And his motto is, if the music doesn't make you feel, then why listen at all? So that's what makes music for us, to make you feel something, some type of way. On this episode, we're going to get to know him a little better. We're going to get to see what he's all about, why he started the music industry, what are some of the things he talks about on his music. And, you know, of course, I got to ask him about the name. So, hopefully you guys are ready to enjoy this episode. Enjoy a little bit about him. You know, this one's really fun. On top of all that, we also discuss, like, the scene in, like, L.A. I have a thing going on where for every review that you guys leave on iTunes, I'm going to donate $5. So, help me out. Proof Imagine wrong. Not really. I want you guys to hear the episode and hopefully rattles you guys. Or not rattles you, but gets you guys' ass. And hopefully you do something about, you know, helping out these kids, the people on the borders. So I think that's where we're going to donate the money to. So like I mentioned, for every review you guys leave on iTunes, I'll be donating $5 to Border Angels. So far I believe it's six. So I'm gonna donate $35. As of right now, I'm donating $35. So hopefully by the end of the month, I could get a little bit more people to leave a review. Wherever you want. If you think I haven't counted your review yet, make sure you screenshot the picture of your review so I can see it. And yeah, so something that's been going on, and Jenny, she told me that she convinced some of her people to, you know, leave a review to listen to the show, and you know, I'm very thankful for her for doing that. But she told me that she told me five people. So those five people just left the star review, and I'm gonna count them. As of right now, I'm gonna count them. But from today on, if anybody just leaves the stars, I'm not gonna count them. You know, you also have to leave a review with words. So far, only two people have done that out of35. So we're gonna do 35. And so out of the six people, I know it doesn't matter. All right, fuck it. Seven people. Out of the seven people that had left the review, the five stars, only two have actually left a review. So if you think I'm mistaken and my computer's messing up, iTunes is messing up, then I suggest you go back and screenshot it so I could count your vote, so I could count your review. So like I said, after today, if you leave a review, it's five stars, it's appreciated, but it's not gonna go down. Well, you know what, I'm not even gonna be that hard ass, so fuck it, I don't care. So I am gonna count it, but please leave some words. You know, I have 36 reviews, and out of 36, only 24 people have actually wrote something out. So if you could just write something out. There's some people that keep grinding, keep on going, blah blah blah. So it doesn't have to be that long. Could be doing good. You could say good job. Let's do this for the kids. Whatever you want, it doesn't matter. But just please leave a review. Right now I have a little promotion also, you know. And this is okay. So that's for the kids. So now for me. All right. So as you guys know, I have merch. I have hats and I have T-shirts. So right now, the whole month of December, if you buy a hat and a shirt, it's only gonna cost you $30. Come take advantage of this deal. So I have 10 of the Let Me Know podcast, the original snapbacks, one of the Let Me Know podcast neon logo, and one of the and six of the brand new logo, the ice cream sundae with the Let Me Know podcast on it. So that one's going. I made 10 of them. I only have 6 left, and you know, I only have one Let Me Know podcast neon dad hat left. So if that's the one you have your eye on, please don't hesitate. Either go to Sanitizer Boutique or send me a DM. I have to do shipping and handling. All the money that I make is gonna go back to making more merch, either more hats or more t-shirts. I'm working on a new design for a shirt. As far as the t-shirts are concerned, so I have 3 small, 4 mediums, and 1 large. So if you have your eye on that large, I suggest you let me know now, or go to Synesthesia Boutique and you go ahead and grab that last large. So like I said, the shirts are 20, the hats are 15. If you buy a hat and a shirt, it's gonna be 30. But that's through me. If you go through the Synesthesia Boutique, then you'll be getting an original price. I have a little surprise for anything that you buy. I have a little surprise in store for you, so please help a homie out. Please help me out. Like I said, all the money that I make from this, it's gonna go back. It's gonna go back to making more shirts and more hats. I do have a new design that I can't wait for you guys to see, but the only way that's gonna happen is if you guys buy something, unfortunately, because you know I need to make some money. You know, like I've already been doing this for a year, and I've been investing a lot, so I think it's a little bit, you know, it's kind of time to put some, you know, or at least bring some of the money back or whatever. But yeah, you know, I want you guys to rock my gear. I want you guys to show it off because I'm proud of the show. Hopefully you guys are proud of it too. And, you know, I'm proud of showing it off and your support. So yeah. So if you guys could do me that favor and buy something, that'd be cool. You know, it's a great Christmas present. A hat, you know, everybody, you know, anybody could benefit from a hat. Keep the sun at your face, keep the rain out your face. You know, I use hats now at work. Like my hair is getting kind of long, so now I have to use a hat because my hair gets in my eyes and stuff. So, and also, you know, like sometimes the lights are a little bright. You know, my eyes are been kind of sensitive lately, so you know, it keeps that light out of my eyes. And something that you guys know I've been doing is, you know, I like to hear from you guys. And next week, I believe it's going to be the Solo Bolo episode. Well, I'm planning to do a Solo Bolo before the year ends, and I'm trying to rack as many questions as I could possibly get. So, don't hesitate. Ask me a question. It could be about anything, absolutely anything. It could be about you. It could be about me. It could be about whatever, comedy, government, anything. I'll give you my opinion. I'm not very knowledgeable about the government, but I'll do some research to look kind of smart. All right. But yeah, so maybe it's too long, your question's too long, and you rather call me, I have a Hotmail. I have a little voicemail that I will never answer. This is and it's anonymous. So if you don't want to, you don't want to tell me your name, your location, nothing. If you just want to ask me a question, you don't have to. It's going to be 100% anonymous. And on that topic, I do have a listener question. So somebody asked me on my Instagram if I could put out a question on the air. You know, you guys know that I usually leave these for the Solo Bowl episodes, and I give you guys my opinion, my feedback, my input, whatever. But this person asked if I could do it on this week's episode because has to do with her relationship, and she wants to remain anonymous, so we're gonna respect that. So she asked, it's pretty simple. I've been dating someone for a little bit over a year, and I'm yet to meet his dad. He lives with his dad. Supposedly I was supposed to meet him during these holidays because we stayed together for about a year, but a little before Thanksgiving things got rocky, but we're working things out now. But he still says that he isn't ready for me to meet his dad, so I'm wondering if I'm ever gonna meet him or his dad's family. My question is, does anybody else find this odd, or am I just overthinking it? So I told her, you know, it could be a lot of things. It could be maybe, she told me that she does have a baby. I told her maybe that's affecting it. Maybe his dad's not supportive of that. Maybe they don't want his son to date somebody with kids, with maybe some drama. I don't know the situation. It could be something that maybe he doesn't want to bring women around his family constantly, because, you know, like they tend to make, I mean, I don't know if he's Hispanic, but, you know, as Hispanics, we clown a lot on each other, and you don't want that, especially during the holidays. You're trying to have fun, and maybe he's trying to avoid that. So I told her that. Personally, I don't know her situation, but do you guys find that odd? They've been going out for a year. I personally don't really find that too odd, but she did tell me that every time she asks, also to, you know, like if she can meet him, he says no. She did tell me that during, they had a little misunderstanding during around Thanksgiving, and that he feels that it's not time. So apparently he was gonna introduce her to his family, but then they changed their mind. So he changed his mind. So what do you guys think? Do you guys think this is odd? Maybe you can give me an example. I would love to share with her. Maybe you guys could call a voicemail. That'd be something, right? So I want to remind you on the voicemail. So you could always call with any question, any comment, any concern. The number is 424-261-9005. Okay, so 424-261-9005. Right? And I do want to mention, try to keep your message, I think it cuts off right at 3 minutes. So keep your message less than 3. If you can. If not, then go ahead and leave another voicemail, and then once I go to edit, I'll splice them together and it's gonna seem like, you know, the message was longer. So that number for the Hotmail is 424-261-9005. So it's 424-261-9005. All this, if we find it on the description on iTunes, wherever you're listening, go on the description, the number is there. Also, I do want to remind you that you could go on my Instagram or my Facebook, leave me a message there. It's letmeknowpod@gmail.com. But you gotta remember, it's LEM, not LET, because if you put a T, then you'd be sent somewhere else, and I'm not gonna be accountable for what you see there. All right, why don't we get to know Imagine a little bit more, and why don't we listen to his songs? All right.
wish I would have known. I wish I would have known sooner. My life was only mine.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Did you guys enjoy that song? That's by my next guest sitting down with me. Imagine.
Yeah.
What's up? So, Imagine is a hip-hop artist from Covina.
Yeah, Covina, California, 626.
Yeah, he throwing up all those gang signs and everything.
Yeah, all yeah. Good. Represent the area code, man.
Yeah, see, you guys can't see it, but I'm a little scared. Yeah.
Right? Not at all, man. I came walking in with a space NASA jacket. There's nothing to fear.
I saw that. First of all, we got to get into your name. Like, we have to. It's mandatory. Like, Imagine.
Yeah, people are always curious.
So, like, well, how did you come up with that? Or what made you think, like, to name yourself that?
I just always love the word. Okay. Like, when you think of imagine, it's almost in the same encompassing of dream. So, dreaming. But I feel like imagine is, like, when you really get into the nitty-gritty about what it is you want to do, about your life, your dreams, and anything that you've ever wanted to be. It's just all-encompassing. So that's kind of how I am. I have a vivid imagination. I dream big. I act big. I talk big. And I feel like that's just properly captures who I am as a person and as an artist. So it just came and there it is. Imagine.
I thought it was going to be like whatever you want. You know, like you imagine what my name is and that's my name.
Oh, no. The usual joke is like, oh, imagine. Like, can you imagine when he gets here? Can you imagine what he's going to sound like? I mean, that's the usual jokes. But, you know, it's all in fun, man.
Yeah.
But the people that dig the name, then that makes me happy, man. They get to it.
Right. I mean, I like it. I mean, like, it would have been cool if you would have said whatever I want, and I would have probably named you. I don't know. I should have thought about a cool name.
If you can imagine what my name should be, what would it be?
Yeah. So that's a question for you guys, not for me.
Oh, okay. At the end of the interview, let me know. Like, you know what? We should change his name to so and so.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, that's your name. You've been what? Is this? So, all right. So you came to promote your album Beyond the Clouds, right?
Yes, sir.
So this is what, your third?
This LP? Is my second actual album of original material. I've been put out like mixtapes and, you know, semi EPs and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But I've only put out two actual full length albums, and this is the second one.
So first of all, like, tell me a little about yourself. Like, how did you get into like the hip hop world, music industry?
Yeah, I've always started off with like poetry. So like in high school, I was really into writing and literature and short stories, and then it took a turn into screenplays. And during that time, I was really into hip hop music. My uncle got me into like the Far Side and Tribe Called Quest. So it was always on the back burner. But when I started listening to hip hop more and more, like Lupe Fiasco and The Game and Kanye, it really started to take hold of like, wow, like hip hop could be the next step of what I like to do in my writings. So I started just messing around, and next thing you know, I'm like, you know what? I really like this expression through music and how I feel through sound. And because music for me has always been like my best friend when going through tough times or exciting times, I was always able to pair it with a song or an album. And so to be able to do the exact same thing, it really just captivated me. So I was like, wow, I want to write music. So next thing you know, I'm just writing raps and picking out beats that I like, and it transcended into like, oh, I want to make a good song. And now we're here making good music.
But how long ago was this?
Oh, I started rapping in 2008, and I started taking it seriously in 2011.
Oh, that's when I graduated high school.
Oh, man.
You've been doing it for a while then. What, yeah. 10 years?
Yeah, a little over.
Wow, that's tight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
2018. Wow, it's 10 years. 10 year anniversary. Hey! I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always thinking about that. Like, what am I doing in my life? I graduated blank years ago.
Yeah.
This year was 10 years ago.
Damn. Yeah. I graduated 2003.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been a cool minute. But I didn't, you know what? Did you go to your 10 year anniversary this year, right?
For high school? Yeah. It was.
Did you go?
Nah. Well, no. I didn't even know if they had one.
Oh, see, that's the thing too. I didn't know they were going to have one. I found out the last minute they were going to have one. I was like, nah. I hated high school.
Yeah. I mean, with social media, like, you really don't lose touch. Like on Instagram, I think Facebook was like popular when I graduated from high school.
Okay, I was still on MySpace.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the MySpace kids, man, for sure.
So you kept up with them like after high school? Like,
You did?
No, yeah, like after high school, like, you know, you're on Facebook and you keep up with their life.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then Instagram and Snapchat came along. And then now, like, you just see them on, like, that social media. So,
yeah, like, it's crazy.
You don't, like, I really haven't lost touch with some of them. Just the ones that I don't want to talk to, you know?
I lost touch with practically everybody. Yeah. I have, like, a core group of friends that I still talk to. Like, my best friend's from, like, first grade. Okay. So I've known him. My other best friend, I've known her since seventh grade. But people in high school, anyone I picked up in high school, I don't really talk to anymore. Maybe like one or two people on social media, but other than that, nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's crazy. I really don't talk to them, but what I was saying is,
you still like know what they're up to because you can see their posts and stuff.
So like I think like the purpose of the reunions was like you haven't seen each other for years. Like you want to like
talk. Yeah. Social media changed that. Wow, I didn't really think of that. That's crazy.
And something else that like I've been thinking about is like photo albums, like all that's digitized now.
Yeah,
like, you know, before, like, your parents would come up with that.
Damn,
like,
I sound so old right now.
No, I mean, I
just being captivated by just like how it all works now and how it's really transcended those social norms that aren't really relevant anymore. That's crazy.
And like now, you know how the Hispanic Mexican joke was like, your parents would like take pictures, but they would never develop the film.
Oh yeah, but like I now, still have film I haven't developed.
Like now, think about it. Now you're like your kids, like all their pictures are digitized. They're in the cloud. Like they're forever gonna last. Like
that's wild.
Unless you delete them, and you know, even then
you can. I know. Still can you delete stuff from the cloud?
Yeah.
What is the cloud?
So like that trip, like that. I don't know. Lately, that's what's been tripping me out a little bit.
That's wild.
You know, have you thought about that?
Like, nah, I haven't really thought about that at all. Now that you think about it, like classmates.com is completely irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, lately, that's what's been tripping me out. Because one of my homies from Munchies from Texas, he came down this week. And like we were talking, like he's like, hey, have you seen anybody from like high school? I'm like, man, they're still all around. Like, if you want to check up on them, just go on click. Instagram, you know, or like whatever.
Just shoot a DM. Yo, what's up? How you been?
Yeah, and then that just made me think about it. Like, man, like that's it. Like you said, like school, whatever, like classschool.com, whatever. Like that's all gone now.
Yeah, you don't need that no more. Yeah, MapQuest is dead, bro.
Yeah, all that too.
Yeah. That's super wild. I never really thought of it that way, but yeah.
Cool. So well, let's get back to you. So you started with 09. So who were some of the influences when you started out?
Yeah, so I mean, I really liked just hip hop in general, like 90s hip hop, like the Fugees, the Nonce, the Far Side, so on and so forth. But when it really started to resonate with me was Lupe Fiasco.
Okay.
So Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor album was huge for me. He was just talking about things that were relevant to him, you know, skateboarding, robots, you know, food and liquor stores, philosophy. And I was like, wow, like that's really cool. And then I also listened to The Game's first album, the documentary, and I just loved the same thing. It was just his story. This is what I saw. This is Compton. This is slang and drugs. This is what it was. It was super gritty. And I was just like, wow, like it's what you make it, whatever it is, you make it. That's what it's going to be. And at that point, that's when I was like, no, I'm going to try it.
So Lupe Fiasco, like, well, what do you think about his stuff now? Like,
I love it, man. Yeah? I had the privilege and honor and absolute bucket list moment. I got to open for Lupe.
Oh, wow.
Back in August. Oh. So that was effing amazing, man. That was so much fun.
Oh, you could curse. You don't got to.
I wasn't sure. What are the rules?
Nah, there's no rules, man.
Okay.
No,
fuck, shit. Cock, balls. Okay, cool.
I mean, I'm probably going to cut all that. But.
But yeah, it was such an amazing moment to like share the bill. Like, okay, I'm going up, and then a few artists later is going to be Lupe Fiasco. Like, we're sharing the same stage, we're entertaining the same crowd. My job is to warm up the crowd for him, and I feel like I did that, you know, fantastically. And it was amazing, man. That was super dope.
Was that like a local gig or?
That was over in downtown LA at the Regent. All right. Back in August. Yeah, that was a fucking amazing show, man. It was so good.
Is he like right now? Is he like his theories about flat Earth, right? Like
that's B.O.B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, B.O.B. on the flat Earth tip. Nah, I'm seeing Lupe talk about flat Earth.
Nah, I thought it was him, but do you skate? Like, was that something like an influence on it? It was just strictly like his hip hop, like his message through his like.
It was definitely the message. Oh, it was the message, the honesty and genuine. Storytelling aspect, because me, I'm a natural storyteller. I like being able to illustrate and articulate anything my life experiences through words. So being able to see an artist that did the exact same thing on his level was super inspiring of like, yeah, I can do this too. I'm really good at writing raps. I'm really good at, you know, writing, you know, stories and whatnot. So I did just picked it up and got better and better.
So like something that you said earlier, like you were doing screenplays,
yeah.
Like you were writing screenplays.
Yeah, full length screenplays. I've written two full length screenplays, numerous short stories, and I have another screenplay that I never finished.
So like, how did you get into that? Like, dude, that's not something you stumble onto.
That's another inspiration of mine. Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau. He's the director of Iron Man and Elf. He played Happy in Iron Man 2 and all the Iron Man movies.
Uh-huh.
He was the driver. That's Jon Favreau, and he made a movie called Swingers in 1996.
Yeah.
With Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen that, it's like the greatest Los Angeles movie of all time.
That's isn't that the film that put like Vince Vaughn on the
map?
Yeah,
put him on the map. Yeah. Right. Well, actually, it was probably the Lost World Jurassic Park that put him on like super stardom.
Yeah.
But I think he got that part in part due to his role in Swingers.
But like for comedies, like that's the one that started him, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. That was definitely one of his bigger known films at the time. But I just loved, again, just the genuine nature of a group of guys, one of which getting over an ex-girlfriend, going out every night, experiencing the Hollywood scene together as a bunch of out-of-work actors. And it just resonated. Like, this is just how it is, man. A bunch of guys just hanging out together, and they turned that into a movie. I can do that. So I started writing stories. I'm like, okay, if I could write a story, how would I write it? So I wrote a couple that were fun.
Did they take off? Like, were you able to?
No, they're still in the can. I don't even talk about the storylines because I don't want someone to take my ideas.
I was gonna ask you, like, can you give me like a sneak peek?
One's like a it's a take on a child's game.
Okay.
That incorporates aspects of like dumb action movies, like Fast and the Furious type of style, which is good popcorn fare.
So would it be like what Scare Movie is to like horror movies?
No, that wasn't. Okay. No, it was like a good turn your brain off action movie.
Okay.
But with good heart in it. That was good. And the other one was a romantic comedy. Like, I love Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movies. So it's in the vein of that.
So like, who would you like cast for that one? Like,
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Right? Yeah.
Is it like a wedding singer type of movie or like?
It kind of has the same feel. You know, like, again, just that chemistry that Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler have. They have this particular way of acting together on screen that just makes it feel like real. So Wedding Singer, 50 First Dates, Blended, all those movies that they did together, this would fit in there as well.
Alright, and then like, what's stopping you? Like, are you just more focused on your music than?
Yeah, I just have so much stuff going on. I mean, I do music, I have a full-time job, I have a wife, I have a kid on the way.
Congratulations. Did my screenplays.
Thank you. I got this album, I got a podcast. I just love being busy, so it's on my list of things to do for sure, is to get it copywritten and then try and sell it.
I didn't know you had a podcast. I saw you had like you were doing vlogs, but I didn't see a podcast.
I do the vlogs to kind of give the backstory of the music life, you know, difficult this is. Like, I'm by myself. This is what it's like to put out an album by yourself, promote it by yourself, going to shows by yourself.
I saw, like, I think it was like the path that you take like towards this album, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're like filming it, like documenting the process.
I do a podcast with a good friend of mine. It's called the Social Nuisance Podcast. It's a 1-hour podcast, usually weekly, bi-weekly. We just talk about, you know, social norms, philosophy, current events, and just really delve into why people are the way they are and have those difficult conversations that nobody wants to have but they should have.
So is it just you and your co-host, or like?
Yeah, no, we bring people on.
Okay.
We like, you know, perspectives. It's all about having those conversations, especially with people that may not agree with you.
Okay.
So like, it was inspired after the 2016 election when Donald Trump won.
Yeah.
And I was super pissed. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, America? And I just wanted to talk it out. And me and him would have a lot of conversations. So we're like, we should start a show. So we just hit the record button and put it out, and we're doing pretty good for ourselves.
So how long, like, so what? Like 2 years now?
Yeah, we're going on 2 years.
Wow.
We have we just did our second Halloween party. We got our third annual Christmas party coming up. Ugly sweater party.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, since you brought that up, I was going to bring it up later, but you're like cosplay, right? Like, you're into it?
not necessarily. Like, what do you mean?
Because, I mean, I was, like, insta-stalking you, like, what I do.
As you should, research, yeah.
You know? But I saw you, like, dressing up, like...
Oh, that's for Halloween.
Like...
With my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were Cat in the Hat. She was thing one, and we have the baby coming, so the baby was thing two.
But I saw that, like, there's a theme, though. Like mostly dressing, like, maybe, like, the 50s, like, the boppers, or... Like with the suit kind of, but not really.
A little bit. I mean, I've done like Dapper Day at Disneyland a couple times. There we go.
But I mean, I saw a grip of pictures of you like doing Dapper. So I figured I mean, it looks good on you.
Yeah, thanks.
Like I figured like maybe that was something you were into.
I mean, I like dressing up. I mean, not necessarily like in costume, but I mean, if you have a special event, you know, look good. You look good. You feel good.
That's true. That's true.
I love Dapper Day. I love going to Disneyland. I love Disney stuff.
And when is Dapper Day?
I think they have two of them. One in March and then one in like the spring or not spring, summer, like in September, August.
And like, how did you get into Dapper? Like dressing Dapper-ish, Dapper.
I mean, I've always liked like big band swing music. Yeah, that's another inspiration of mine.
Yeah.
So like Cab Calloway of the 1930s, big band leader orchestra. Love that kind of music, so naturally I'm like kind of digging that fashion style too.
Yeah, because I noticed it. I was like, man, like I saw like you were dressing up a lot. I was like, oh, all right. I mean, that's probably a style. Like on the weekend, you just go to balls, parties. Like
if we could, man, you know, we back in the day, you know, me and my wife, yeah, we go out, we dress up.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't had the like the chance to dress up like that, but I mean, I think I look good on a suit.
Kind of everyone baggy. Looks good, man. Everyone looks good in a suit. If you can get a nice suit, a nice color tone that fits who you are, personality wise, just you know, clean up nice. Yeah, everyone looks good.
But it's like more like a suit, kind of, right? Like a little tighter than a suit, maybe.
I mean, just a regular suit. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever worn a zoot suit. I've always wanted to. When I was going to prom, I wanted to dress up in a zoot suit, but it didn't happen.
I did for like a quinceañera. Like, it was really baggy, like with the chain, the hat, and everything.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But I don't really look good in hats. Like at least those type of hats.
Yeah.
So like I look like. And the hat was a little bit too small for me.
Okay.
So I look like...
Yeah, you got to come right, man. Yeah. When you're dressing good, you got to make sure it fits right.
But I mean, I didn't get to choose it. You know, it was like...
Yeah, quinceañera, they just laced you up.
Yeah, they just told me what to wear, where to pick it up. And then I was like, oh, man, my hat's too small.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we ran out of hats. I was like, oh, okay. I'm the main time in line. I'm the one, you know. Everybody's dressed in black. I'm dressed in white. Like, I think they're going to notice, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it interests me, like that style, like
yeah.
I like that, like maybe like the 50s, 60s, like that style that where like men were dressed in suits and like
yeah,
they look nice and clean. Like I wish that would come back.
You know, it's not America. Unfortunately. America, nah, man.
Yeah, like the trends now is like or like
this tights, we're here, man. T-shirt and jeans, boom.
Tight jeans or like some cuts.
But there's ways to be fashionable, man. It's just a matter of taking some effort. I think people just get so comfortable and just, you know, I just gotta put on something on and go to Walmart.
True.
Just take some time, take some extra time to, you know, put on some nice clothes.
Yeah.
You can look good in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt.
I'll
accessorize.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take your advice. Look good, feel good.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's totally true, man.
Yeah.
When you like just put on some nice fresh clothes, you take some time to look good and then you go out, you feel like $1 million bucks, man. Yeah, true right. story.
Well, there you guys go, man.
Yeah,
go look dressed up. Don't dress up. Just look, feel, be comfortable, but still take pride of how you look.
Yeah,
you know?
Take pride in your appearance, man. There's only one person that's going to look like you, and that's you.
Yeah, tie your shoes at least, man.
Yeah, at the very least. No Velcro.
Yeah, man. Well, all right, let's get back to you. Let's get back to your album, Beyond the Clouds. So what was the inspiration for this album? Or is it like you want me to call it album, LP? Like
it's an album. It's okay. An album. It's funny. I sent it to a lot of reviewers and you know blogs and stuff, and some of them call it a mixtape. And if you're shout out the blogs, I appreciate the effort and the reviews. But if you're not taking the proper time to review what it is you're reviewing, I kind of not take your review seriously. Especially when they're like, "Oh, this is whack." I'm like, "Yeah, but you called it a mixtape. You don't even know the difference between a mixtape and an album. Like this is an album, dude."
Well, I mean. For somebody like me, and I'm sure there's other people in like that listen to me, like educate us. Like, what's the difference between an album and a mixtape?
So a mixtape, you go back to the derivation of what the word is. It's a mixtape, so it's a tape mixed of songs.
Okay.
Usually, it's with like pre-recorded, already well-known beats. So I started out with mixtapes, and I rap over like a Lupe Fiasco beat or a Tribe Called Quest beat, and I put that out as a project. That was a mixtape. That's not my music. Those are my words, sure, okay. But that's not my music. So that's a mixtape.
Yeah. So like the instrumental, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're putting out like original music, that could also be a mixtape, because if you're not really giving it much thought, or you're not really polishing the song as it should be, it's more of just like 2 minutes of just pure rapping, and you do that the whole way through the project, that's a mixtape.
Okay.
So this album was coincided with my recent mixtape. The mixtape that I dropped in 2015 was called The Liftoff. And The Liftoff was pretty much based on the idea of realizing your potential. Like, oh wow, I'm actually pretty good at something. I'm gonna put some effort into this. I'm really gonna try. And that's the realization. The realization was The Liftoff, and then the second part of it was Beyond Clouds. So The Liftoff with the space theme, you're the space shuttle. You're lifting off, you're leaving Earth, and when you leave Earth, where do you go? Beyond Clouds. Mm. So now you've done the realization. Now Beyond Clouds is the actualization of what you realized.
Okay.
So I realized I'm actually really fucking good at this.
Okay.
I can make good music. I'm really gonna try to make good music. Mm. And that's what Beyond Clouds is. It's 15 songs of just good music.
So like, are you supposed to be like the astronaut, and like you're taking us to space through your music?
Yeah, I mean, you could put it that way. I mean, it really is just a metaphor. Okay. I mean, I'm a space nerd anyways, so it was a good metaphor. Mm. But yeah, essentially it's just a metaphor.
Right.
You know, your realization, you put the effort in, and now you're where you were wanting to go. You went beyond clouds. So it's the actualization of like, yes, I did it. Here I am. This is where I'm supposed to be, making good music. I'm a real artist. This is it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, something that I noticed going on your Instagram, like you post the reviews for your album, like what people hear, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. Like for some reason, like, I mean, what I do like, even though they might cut you down a little bit, or they might be talking a little bit bad about like a side of your like your music.
Yeah.
But like, I like that you own up to it. Like, you know what? Like, this is your opinion, and then you're entitled to it.
Yeah. Most recently, one of the reviews made me laugh. I was rolling. He said, I was a less talented Mike Shinoda.
Yeah.
And the mixing sounded like it was done by a deaf 30-year-old living in their mother's basement.
Oh, I didn't read that one.
Yeah, it was bad. And I was like, all right, well, shout out their opinion. I appreciate it. That's funny. If anything, I'm taking away the fact that they compared me to Mike Shinoda. Man. I'm cool with that. I love Mike Shinoda. So to be put in the same realm, if I'm less talented, whatever. And ultimately, you know what? It's someone's perspective.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know, Lil Pump. I don't like, you know, Lil Wayne too much. You know, but a lot of those trap artists, it's not my forte. It's not my cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to say they suck. I'm just going to say that's not for me. Y'all do what you're going to do. Whatever.
Yeah.
And if the reviewers are more prone to that kind of music, then they're probably not gonna like me very well.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got some free press out of it. That's all that really matters.
So how does somebody how does somebody review your, like, do they ask you for permission to review it first?
Or
like,
this is part of the hustle. Okay. I hit up everybody in the same way I hit up you. Like, I see people who out there are doing work and taking their craft seriously.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the times they're like, yeah, we're just trying to show love to people, we're just trying to help people get where they want to go and help you, help me, help you.
Oh, okay.
So I identify those people and I reach out.
Okay.
So and sometimes they hit me with a review, like, yeah, we can review it, or nah, it's not really our thing.
Right.
Or we'll get to it. And people saying they've been, we'll get to it like 2 months ago.
Yeah. So like my I guess my question was, how do you like not let it, like, I don't know, like, how do you not get offended, like, when somebody's like, I don't know, I mean, personally, like, I take stuff, I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
And if like if somebody bad mouths something I do that I really care,
yeah,
like, I'm gonna defend it, and I'm probably get pissed off and stuff. But like,
oh yeah,
like, how do you like keep it, like, how do you keep yourself from not like blowing up or like talking shit to him?
Well, I could defend it all day. Like, if you want to go track for track and talk about the songs and say, oh, that bar sucked, I was like, no, that bar was really meaningful. If you really look into it and see where it was coming from, we could talk about that all day. But ultimately, if they're not gonna like it, they're not gonna like it. Whatever. You know, my music is made I like to say I make music for the lost and the unloved.
Okay.
So I'm looking for the people that enjoy music for what it is. They enjoy the sounds. They enjoy the guitars that I put in. They enjoy the message I put out. If they enjoy that stuff, that's who I'm making the music for. And if you don't like it, whatever. Onward. That's cool. You know, not everyone has to enjoy my music. I'm not trying to, you know, come out and change opinions. I'm just trying to make music that someone's going to enjoy. And if one person enjoyed one song and they're like, I really loved that song, that song really hit me deep. Mm. That's who I'm making music for. All
right.
Yeah.
So what do you think it's like the ultimate goal, your goal, like making your music? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
I want to do, you know, part Madonna, where I want to take over the world. Okay. And really, you know, make an impact on the world and change the world and help along humanity. But in the same grand way, I want to do the total opposite. I just want to help one person.
Okay.
Like one of my songs on there, it deals with my depression and my thoughts of, you know, thinking of suicide and thinking about how other people deal with suicide and just those thoughts. And I made a song where, like, you know, you don't have to. This song is for you. Hear me out. We're talking right now. It's just me and you. We're just talking. And if I'm able to help you, one single person, then I did my job. So it can go, I want to change the world, or I want to help one person. Either or. Both of them are, I would consider, a successful mission accomplished.
So, like, let's go back a little bit. So what was the name of, like, the very, like, 2008?
Yeah.
That's when you started, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you did a mixtape. How did you start?
Yeah, I started out with a mixtape. It was called The Debut. I went by Imagine That back then. Maybe a few years ago, I dropped the That and just kept it as Imagine.
All right, so let's talk about Imagine The Debut.
The
right?
Debut, yeah.
So when you debuted, your first thing.
Yeah.
So now to this album, Beyond the Clouds.
Yeah.
Like, what changes have you seen from when you started that first project to this project that you're out, like, promoting right now?
I think the biggest thing is the level of honesty. Because when you start out, you're like, oh, I want people to listen to me. You're looking for validation. Uh-huh. You're constantly looking for validation. Like, check me out. It's good, right? To now, where it's just like, check this out. It's good.
Okay.
I'm not asking you, right? I'm just saying it's good. Check it out.
So you have more confidence in yourself.
I have confidence in myself. And I'm just honest with myself. Uh-huh. I may or may not achieve a level of Drake, Kanye West success, but ultimately I left my mark on this world, and when people discover it at some point in time, it'll impact them, and that's cool with me.
So, like, what were some of the messages, or what were some of the things when you started out, like, what topics were you hitting?
When I first started out, I focused heavy on storytelling. Like, one of my first songs I was super proud of was to Lupe Fiasco's theme song to A Drive-By, and I totally flipped the script on telling a story about a group of guys in a car about to do a drive-by, and one of the guys in the back seat with the gun saw a kid with a water gun who was emulating what they were about to do. Like, this kid has a water gun, and he's like, bam, 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 right? Uh-huh. And he's like, this kid's growing up to be me.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that. This is horrible. I don't want it to go. This cycle needs to end. And the song is just all about that reflection of, like, when does it end? And in the end of the song, he kills everybody in the car, including himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So where could people find that song? Well, what's the name of that song?
Oh, that a theme song to A Drive-By.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a theme song to A Drive-By.
So, I mean, is it available, like, iTunes or
something? Nah, that one's, like, on Bandcamp. That's, like, that's from 2008, so I mean, iTunes, I mean, everything now was not as accessible.
Yeah.
And even that, I wasn't as knowledgeable as how to put out music or what the rules were for using Lupe's song and being able to put it out. So, like, that's something that I was really proud of, like, storytelling wise.
Yeah.
And I drifted away from that to drifting towards, like, my own personal thoughts, experiences, and how people could relate to that and tell my story.
So, like, so now you're talking more about yourself. So, like, tell me a little bit of some of the topics they hit on Beyond the Clouds. Like, what are some of the things they talk about?
Beyond Clouds, I talk about just not getting recognition. Okay. you know, I talk about my frustration of just, like, I go to a show and I kill that shit. and I get no love.
Okay.
You know, and people are just like, oh, you know, we're here about hip hop. Like, okay, I'm here about music. And I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do at a show, and that's just kill it. I'm going to entertain you for 15 minutes and do a good job at it. And I do, and I don't get no love. I get no love, no respect. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of hip hop. And you know what? It's frustrating, but whatever. You know, just focus on what I got to do, do my job. So I touch upon that. One song is called Love Letters, where three verses are three different letters that I write to myself. I write the first verse letter to my 10-year-old self. The second verse, second letter is written to my young man self, just graduating high school. And then the third verse, third letter is written to my future self, wherever I may be.
Okay.
So it's always relevant. So that's one of my favorites too, is Love Letters.
So like in some of like I think one of the reviews that I read, like they're saying that you're like you're like hitting political like.
Oh yeah, EAS. It's pissing off a lot of people, which is what I wanted it to do. Right. A couple of the reviewers, they called me like a conspiracy theorist and, yeah, and shit like that. I was like, nah, man. I'm just asking questions. I didn't give any theories. Uh-huh. I just asked questions. So I'm a big like 9/11 truther.
Okay.
So people are like 9/11 is a terrorist. I'm like, okay. I'm just saying I got questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying it was an inside job. I'm not saying it was the government. I'm not saying this. I'm definitively saying I don't know. What I do know is I have some questions, and so I put some of those questions in that song, uh-huh, where it's very political. It's very much a reflective piece of like, is this who we are? This is what we're gonna do. Like, this is America. Everyone's okay with this. And my perspective on that. I'm just saying, nah, man, we're better than that. I totally bash the country as it is, but only in the sense of reflection and saying, okay, is this who we are? Like, we're okay with this. We're okay with GMO. We're okay with HMO. We're okay with CEO running shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right.
So, but like, do you consider yourself like a political MC?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, a political MC, no, I'm not like an Immortal Technique.
Okay.
I mean, they were like, oh, I can't talk the political stuff. And when they gave me that review, I was like, that was one song, bro. Like, there's 15 other songs about introspective reflections about who I am as an artist. And you focused on the fact that I brought up 9/11?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. That's cool.
I mean, you mentioned earlier about your podcast. Like,
yeah,
it has some political, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, a political person, man. Like, people watch the Super Bowl every year. My Super Bowl is every 2 years, man. Midterm elections and presidential elections. I'm glued to the TV. I'm watching CNN, ABC News. I'm watching everything, man. Just like, oh, man, what's going on with the country? So, super heavy invested.
Sorry, from like, when did Trump get elected? Like
2016? Yeah.
All right, so from 16 to now, like, how do you see, like, the political, like, I don't know, the arena, let's call it an arena.
We are in uncharted waters. Okay. We've never had a president that was so suspect of doing some shady shit, or at least so aware of having a shady ass president. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nixon was up there, but not like this, man, where he's blatantly lying through his teeth every single day. And just insulting people, insulting just groves of people. That's just like, what? Like, that's the president? Like, okay. And just, it's a weird time, man. It's a weird time. But we've never had a more diverse Congress than we do have right now. And that's beautiful. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We have Native Americans finally being represented. We have Muslims finally being represented. We have young people finally being represented. It's a great time because we have such...
open-minded, maybe, like,
we're open-minded because we're pushing to that degree. Like, we have such a bad person in office. We have racism, diversity, not diversity, but divisiveness taking such a forefront in the political spectrum, that the only way to combat that is to step up and be louder and try to fight up against it. And that's EAS, the third track on the album, is part of that. You know, I was always like reserved, like, I don't want to get political. And I was like, nah, man, you're in a position where you can say something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah.
So I recorded this song. I performed the song. People don't like it, but I'm still performing anyways. For people that do like it.
Like, where like, people are not letting you perform it. Like, where is, like, birthday parties or what?
No one's told me that I can't perform it. Uh-huh. I mean, no one even knows what my set list is when I perform most of the time. So I just perform it, and they can tell when I'm performing it, when people are like tuning out, or they'll shake their head, or they're just like, ah, nah, fuck politics. You know, the government don't fucking care about you and stuff like that. It's just, you got to combat ignorance. I'm like, yo, man, the government doesn't care about you, but what are you doing about it? Yeah. You still pay your taxes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're losing this battle. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You can either sit there and bitch and whine, or you're going to do something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody has a voice. It's just using it, you know? Not a lot of people, like, unfortunately, not a lot of people use it.
Yeah.
They just go with the flow and, like, what's going. They look at the news, but the news doesn't paint that big picture. Like, they give you a picture of what they... what's gonna interest you,
yeah,
what's gonna hook you to keep watching the TV. But other than that, you know, like, there's way, like the picture's way bigger. Like, the, like, if you see the TV, look at the shape of the TV. Like, now put it like right outside your window. You see that there's a big world out there. Like, there's more than what they're showing you. But
yeah,
I mean, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so I try to do my part when I go to live shows, and I'm like, okay, let's get political. And everyone's like, oh, here we go. I'm like, no, man, you need to hear this. You need to hear these questions. You need to think about these questions that I'm posing to you, and think about it. And, you know, your answer is your answer. But I'm just saying, you should think about what it is I'm suggesting.
So, like, do you say that? Like, let's get political when you're about to, before you start the song?
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes for shock value, or just reading the crowd, or if they're into it, I just go straight into it. Or just surprise them and just go straight into it. And just see what people are talking about, you know? How they're feeling, how they're responding to it. Go from there.
Like, do you feel I'm going, like, we're jumping to too many questions, we're not sticking to one, you're good?
No, we're chilling, man. This is good.
All right, good. I'm just like, because there's so much, I mean, there's so much things, like, about you that...
That's good.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah, like, I like that, you know, I like that. I mean, you don't consider yourself a political MC, but you are, like, putting some political messages, you know, or, like...
Yeah.
Some messages that might be, you know, conceived as political, or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely a political person. I have political questions, and if anything, I just want people to get involved.
Okay,
that's good. I just want people to do something.
That's good. Not a lot of artists do that.
I don't need them to agree with me. I just need to have them an opinion that they're going to act on.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing. I tell my wife, you know, the other day, I was like, if I encounter like a racist person and they come out to me and they just get super racist, you can either get super upset and be like, nah, fuck you. Like, who are you? Like, or you could be like, yo, man, you know, My name's Imagine. I have a kid on the way. I'm born and raised in America. Let's go have a beer. Let's go talk this out. Why do you hate me? And really understand, like, why do you hate me? What did I do?
Yeah.
I'm a person, just like you. Family. I love Christmas. I love America. Why do you hate me? And really take the time to understand and have those conversations. And again, that's kind of what my podcast is about. So I just want people to understand, like, let's hit pause on the hate. You can't combat hate with hate.
Yeah.
Only love's going to win on that.
Yeah.
And for me, love is that patience, understanding that you take the time to delve into. So I'm waiting for that day. One day, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll happen. Someone's going to hate on me and say something racist. I'm like, yo, man, like, we don't need to talk about that. Like, where did that come from? What?
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah. You think it's going to happen like on a show or like on the street?
I'm waiting for it to happen like in a YouTube comment.
You know? Oh, okay.
I mean, that's where most of the hate is. The anonymity of the internet.
Yeah. So do you read your comments, like your YouTube comments? Because that's one of the rules, is not to read them, because...
It depends. I mean, sometimes you get a troll who's just trolling.
Yeah.
You pay no mind to trolls, man. Trolls are just attention whores. You pay no mind to the trolls, man. At the end of the day, they just trolling because they can.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm looking for people who have like genuine concerns.
Okay.
Yeah. So like the reviewers, if they dislike my music, like, oh, they really sucked. I'm like, okay, why?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you think it sucked? At least let me know. So maybe if I see like a constant trend of like everyone saying that you rap off beat. Okay. Well, maybe I do rap off beat. Maybe I should look into that.
All right. That's good. I mean, that's, I guess, self-growth.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Everything's towards self-growth. But if people are just like hating, like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, okay. Thanks for your time, but keep sharing that post. Thank you.
Yeah,
I need that promo.
Yeah, just make sure you post it and
that's just it. Be sure to share and tag me, please.
Yeah. So, like, what do you think separates you from like other artists?
I take it serious. I mean, I see a lot of people, a lot of artists. They just don't take it serious. Like, I practice my rehearse my shows. I give a lot of serious thought to my interviews, my emails, my EPKs, my photo shoots, my video shoots, how I carry myself, how I introduce myself. Like, I go to a show and I walk in with like a suitcase, like you're traveling and you're going to the airport.
Yeah.
Same thing. But my suitcase is currently in my trunk. It's full of all my merch. Wherever I go, I got merch. I got my business cards, like ready to go. So I walk into, not even too long ago, I had another radio interview appearance, performance, and I walk in with my suitcase and was like, what's that? I'm like, my merch. I'm a professional entertainer trying to make money.
Yeah.
Where's your merch? You know?
Yeah.
And I take it seriously. And even when I see like performers, artists, quote unquote, performing on stage and they're drunk or they're high or they didn't learn their lyrics. They're just there to be a fucking clown on stage. It pisses me off. It irritates me. I'm like, you're up here and you think this is a game? Like, I'm trying to like do something with this. I take it very, very seriously. So I get pissed off when I see people don't do what they're supposed to be doing as an artist.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So at what point did you decide, like, taking it from a hobby, which you never said it was a hobby, so I don't want to put words into your mouth, but yeah. like me, like I like to like write lyrics here and there, but yeah. Like I don't perform and I don't have the desire to perform, but like when did you start taking it from like that aspect where you could be a fan of the hip-hop world, yeah. You could do like your beats, you could do like your lyrics on the side,
yeah,
but then like what made you decide to take the next step and actually make a career out of it? Because you just said, I mean, you're trying to be an artist over here that gets paid for his work. Yeah. You know?
You think about like, okay, you have like your podcast. Okay. My podcast, what do I want to do out of this podcast? I want to reach a lot of people. I want to influence a lot of people, help a lot of people. Okay, cool. If you want to do that, how are you going to do that? Okay. Well, I got to have a website. I got to have the drive, the consistency. I got to have the right equipment. I got to have promotion, marketing to reach those people that I'm wanting to help. And then you realize, oh shit, I got to start spending money on this. And that's when people check out.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't want to spend money though. You got to spend money to make money, man.
True.
And especially in quality, you got to put forth. I mean, we were talking about the mics before we even started. And I was like, these are nice mics. Because you spent the money on the type of show that you want to portray and put forth for your audience.
Yeah.
And once you realize like, oh yeah, that's where I want to go. This is what I got to do to get there. You ask yourself, am I going to do it? And if the answer is no, then you're not serious.
Okay.
If the answer is yes, it's super scary, but you give it a shot and see where it goes, because you don't know until you know. So that's what kind of changed it for me. Was like, okay, well, I want to reach people, so what do I got to do? Well, you got to stop putting out mixtapes, you got to make an album. And I was like, okay, I got to use original beats now. I got to enhance my songwriting skills. I got to write good lyrics and good melodies and harmonies, and I got to learn what the hell those are in the first place and really commit myself to making good music. And now that I'm getting even further along, it's happening. It feels good.
So is there like a checklist that you have to before you started that you needed to like check first?
Yeah, I have tons of to-do lists.
Like, well, what mean? I'm talking about when you started. Like, yeah, was there like a checklist? Like, first I got to do all this before I even start thinking about recording my voice or like.
Yeah, start small.
Yeah,
start small.
So like, what were like those? Can you tell me some of the like the items.
Very first one was I recorded off like an audio input microphone, like a little janky thing. That's what I recorded my first mixtape on, and I was like, this isn't gonna work. I need to go get a good studio. So I started looking into studio time. I was like, that's just too expensive. You know what? I just do it myself. Okay, what do I need? Okay, I looked it up, Googled it. What do you need to have a home studio? You need a microphone, you need an audio interface, you need a computer, you need a monitor, you need all this stuff. So I made myself a list. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. And just go down the list. All right, bought this, bought this, bought this, bought this. Okay, cool. Now I have it. Learn it. Start another list. Okay, I got to make an album. Okay, I got to make an album. How many songs do you want? Where are you going to promote it? Where are you going to do this? This, this, and this, and this, and this. So I still have to-do lists to this day. Like, okay, Beyond Clouds. Once you make the album, what are you going to do after that? Okay, I got a promo. Where are you going to promo? Blogs, podcasts, magazines, newspapers. And just, okay, cool. And those make even subgenre lists. what kind of podcasts, what kind of blogs, what kind of, and I just have like Excel spreadsheets for days of just like information. Yeah.
I mean, that's good that you're putting in the work and you're thinking about it, you know?
You have to, man. That's the only way, man. Otherwise, you know, you get like super talented people and they get lucky, you know? But for someone like myself, I'm by myself. This is just me. If I want the results that I want to get, I got to put in the work myself because no one else is going to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, how do you determine how many tracks to keep? Or like, what track to keep and what track to, like, just leave out?
Yeah, well, that to me on a personal level is like what makes an album.
Okay.
Like an album, you have a particular sound that everything comes together, that all works together. So there were some songs that I had to pull off this album that just weren't gonna work. And it just goes back to the theming of like, do I have a trend of messaging that I want to put out, and then determine which songs are gonna fit that trend.
Okay.
And these are the songs that fit for Beyond Clouds.
So like, I mean, I asked you like what separates you from an MC from like other MCs, but like when it comes to collaborating, like do you do a lot of collaborating?
When I can, when it's right. Like, okay. I have a lot of musically inclined friends. They're like, oh, we should work on something. I'm like, yeah, man, once we have the right thing, okay, we'll definitely work on it. I'm not going to do a collaboration for the sake of a collaboration.
Okay.
Because that could equate to crappy music. Yeah. And why am I going to put out crappy music? Just for the sake of like, yeah, we collabed. I'm like, yeah, we did, but we put out a shitty song. So I'd rather like, okay, when I write the right song, like I have a bunch of vocalists that are friends of mine. Like, when I have the right song, I know who to hit up.
Yeah.
Like, you would fit great on this one song. Your artistic style would be great on this song.
Okay.
And I utilize that theory and strategy for this album. And I think that's why the songs sound as amazing as they do.
All right.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, I feel I might know the answer, but I don't want to jump the gun. So who's like your dream collaboration? Like, who would be dream person that you would collaborate with?
I would love to work with, like, I get comparisons to Logic a lot of the time. Oh, okay. So Logic, I think we'd be just best friends in general.
Like, you like his new album?
I love all his stuff, man. It's funny because like we put out a lot of the same things or the same ideas where I'm just like, God damn it. Like, fuck, I'm going to get another comparison now because we're on the same wavelength. Uh-huh. Like, I put out The Liftoff, which was space themed, at the same time he put out The Incredible True Story or Journey, oh, yeah, which was also space themed. I was like, fuck, man, like everyone's gonna think I'm like biting Logic, but I'm like, no, we just like the same stuff. You know, he's a big Jurassic Park fan, and I'm like, I'm a huge Jurassic Park fan, so stuff like that. But I think we'd be good homies. So I work with Logic, that'd be fun.
Have you ever attempted? Like, have you attempted to like
reach out?
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah?
I mean, I reached out once. I was drunk one night. I had a bad show. So I was like, yo, man, like, how do you deal with having a bad show? Uh-huh. I was drunk. Uh-huh. Never got a... Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, I could probably find out, like, the record label contacts and all that fun stuff. If I really, 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 really wanted to, I'm sure I could pull it off. Yeah. But, nah, whatever.
Maybe you're not ready right now?
No, I'm ready. Uh-huh. I feel like I can hold my own, but... I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I should. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah, totally. Just shoot your shot. I mean, yeah. I do that all the time. I did that with the Lupe Fiasco show. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I would love to work with Lupe. Logic would be cool. Childish Gambino. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but I think, like, Childish, I mean, wasn't this his last album? Or?
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of like me. He's always doing stuff. Yeah. I mean, he's an actor. He's a comedian. He wrote Atlanta. Yeah. Did the music thing. He's all over the place. I'm the same way. Like, I can't just do just one thing. I probably should, but I just can't. I want to do so much more. So I can relate to that. I think that type of vibe, I think, would just be fun. Right. I want to work with people. It would be fun.
All right.
This would be fun to do.
I mean, well, I mean, I think, like, what? Logic, Lupe, and Childish Gambino, like, I mean, they all have kind of like a little... something similar, like they kind of not like they hit some political like subjects.
Yeah, they touch upon things that matter. I think that matter to them, which ultimately I agree with, that do matter. And I think again that we just fit on that wavelength of just communal understanding, perspective. Ultimately, again, just be fun. That'd be dope.
That'd be cool.
Hey, if I hit the lottery, man, I'm getting all kinds of features, bro.
I mean, I guess, yeah. man, get your name out there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing too, is like, you know, I'll look for advantageous collaborations. Okay. You know, if someone's like, hey, let's do a collab, I'm like, okay, this person's like 10,000 followers. Absolutely, man. You know, that's an advantageous, yeah, you know, collaboration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether it be like even promo, podcasts, you know, web shows, blogs, whatever it can do, like just try to work those relationships to my advantage. So, yeah, of course.
I mean, my opinion is, doesn't really matter. I mean, it matters, I guess, but like to me, plays matter more than followers. Cause I have like what, like right now, like maybe 2,000, but if only like 40 are listening to me, doesn't do me any good that I have all those followers.
I have a loyalty, man. If I put out like an album, everyone's buying that album.
Yeah.
If I put out some merch, everyone buying that merch.
Right.
Or otherwise, I just getting all these, you know, plays, Spotify plays. They made me like, oh, they heard the first 10 seconds, like, nah, next.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'd rather have like the core group of people that really believe in the music, believe in each other, believe in me as an artist, and just have that, again, that community vibe of like, we're doing this together. Like, mm-hmm. I'm making music for us. When I go to a show and I put on a good show, it's because I want people to be entertained. I want my fans to enjoy themselves. And I think that's more valuable.
Yeah, true.
Especially for longevity. You can ride a trend. You have a bunch of trap rappers right now that are not going to be relevant in the next couple of years.
True.
At all.
I mean, they just, maybe if they change their style, if they talk about something with substance, then.
Maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think maybe they're like banking on those royalties, you know? If their contract, if their label lets them.
Depends on their deal. And they might have taken a crappy deal just so they can skyrocket to the front, be the flavor of the week, and then they dip out.
Yeah.
Never see him again. I'm definitely not trying to do that. I got my bases covered, man. I got a good 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
And the minute that this can propel somewhere, then I'm cool. But I can always fall back on my 9-to-5 if things don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not trying to be the flavor of the week at all, man.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity for sure.
So, I mean, you mentioned earlier, like, you performed for Lupe, but do you remember the first time you performed? Like, do you enjoy performing?
I love performing. Yeah. There's nothing like it, man. If you're a genuine performer, there is nothing like the energy you get from a crowd that is loving your music. If they dig what you do and they dig the sound, they enjoy the interaction pieces that I put into it, there's nothing like it, man. You know, I'm like call and response. If I say hip, y'all say hop. I'm like hip, and then everyone's like hop. And you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Everybody scream, and everyone's like, nothing like it, man. It is so electrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the most gratifying thing. My first show was at the Whiskey A Go Go. Super blessed. That was my first show, and I had a grand total of maybe 7 people in the audience.
That's not bad.
It was cool. I think it was a half hour set. It was like super like last minute, we need someone just to backfill this slot, and I was like, okay, well, I've never performed before, but I'm down. Went in, did the best I could, some great pieces, some not so great pieces, but I think at that moment I was like, oh yeah, I'm in, I want this.
Was that when you were like your first like the mixtape or like
no, that was off my first album.
Okay.
No, well, maybe right before my first album. Because I remember performing original music along with mixtape stuff. Yeah. So that was probably like 2013, 2012.
So like, how does that even work? I mean, do you like you take like an MP3 player, like a USB drive with
That was an iPod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they plug my iPod and I just have my show tracks ready to go. Just play. So okay. All I got to do is press play and they'll play in order. And I try to do that.
I mean, a question that I've never asked because I'm a dumbass. But, like, I mean, just like right now, you just jot my memory real quick. I didn't even write it for some fucking reason. But how do you remember your songs?
Practice. How do you remember songs you like saying in the radio?
I still can't remember. I can listen to the song.
Hook? You remember the hook, though?
Probably, but just about the hook. I don't want
to
be.
Okay, well, the amount of time you spend, you know, singing to a song and in your car. Do that times like 100,
because
then you got to remember the flow. You got to remember because it just muscle memory.
Okay.
You know, I was talking about my homie Noah James, and he was like, "Yo, man, I'm like super high playing video games, but still rapping." They got the song playing in the back, and I'm still rapping.
I wasn't asking about him too right now. The next question. The
homie Noah, man. Like, he's big brother.
Like, you opened up for his like his show in Vegas, right?
Yeah, we did the Love Monster tour. I jumped on that spot in Vegas. I've been trying to do Vegas for a while. But just cracking into that, it's difficult. And again, by myself, you don't really have a street team or anything like that. But yeah, Noah James, man, big bro. Dude, he's a wealth of knowledge, man.
Music, though, man, that's just crazy.
Yeah, and it goes back to, like, again, some of his songs are not my cup of tea, but I just love his message. He just always like, get that shitty energy out of here. And I'm like, yeah, like, all right, I'll totally vibe with that.
Yeah.
And the Love Monster tour, and man, I can't sing his praises enough, man. Yeah. It's been like I remember asking him in the parking lot. I was doing one of his shows, and I was like, yo, man, like, advice? Like, this is where I'm at right now. What do you say? He's like, yo, bro, you got to get out of L.A. Mm. You got to get out, man. There's so much love when you go elsewhere. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And next thing you know, I'm like, I'm going to like San Francisco. I'm going to Portland. But everyone likes to walk around thinking, oh, I got a label or I got this. I'm like, yeah, your label's you, which is fine. But are you working? What'd you do today? you do nothing. What was the last project you put out? Oh, okay. Stop talking. You got to put in the work. And a lot of people in LA, they walk around with this chip on their shoulder for no reason at all.
Mm.
It's annoying. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I love you, LA. just the same way I love America, I love you, LA. But y'all frustrating the hell out of me, man.
So, like, what city has been more, like, accepting of you, like, of your sound, of your, like, your message?
Portland.
And music. Portland?
Portland was super dope. I did a mini documentary. You can find it on YouTube.
What's the name of it?
It's called By Myself.
Okay.
By Myself, a mini documentary on YouTube.
Did they have to put in Imagine?
No, just write in the keyword search bar. Okay. By Myself, a mini documentary.
Okay.
It'll pop up. And the backstory on that is I just went to Portland on a 24-hour turnaround. It was a 22-hour turnaround. I flew up there, stayed the night, did the show, flew back home the very next day. Or that night, that matter of fact. Mm. That night. In the meantime, while I was there, I did hard promo. I did super research on all the independent music stores, anyone who's buying, selling CDs. And I visited all those locations within the Portland neighborhood realm. And I sold a bunch of merch. I sold a bunch of CDs, went to the show, killed the show, hopped back on a plane, flew back. Mm. And that was just a clear example of what it takes to be successful. I only had 22 hours in the city. I'd never been to Portland before, but it was a business trip.
Yeah.
I wanted to see a bunch of stuff, but there was no time. There was only time to do work.
Yeah.
I went there just to do work. And Portland loved the music. They were super dope.
Do you get nervous though? Like when you perform?
You have to.
Like, do you have a ritual like beforehand that you got
to
do?
Yeah. I like to stretch. Okay. Like to stretch, you know, jump out the energy and kind of just get all the jitters out and be by myself and just like, okay, here we go. It's about time. You know what to do. You're going to be all right. Just do what you gotta do. Have faith in the music. Have faith in yourself. Give yourself a little pep talk and just go out there.
Do you have any like stories where something went wrong? Because specifically, there's one where
a couple times that throws me off. Most recently at that radio appearance, I had to adjust my track, my show track, to remove the cursing elements. So it was radio ready, but in doing so, I removed my drop going into the first verse. And so because I didn't hear my drop to get myself ready, I just missed the first like 6-8 bars and had to freestyle the rest of the first verse.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
Damn.
Yeah. But you have to rehearse, man. Like I learned my lesson when I did a show at the Airliner once. It was a 15-minute set. I had 3 songs prepared and I forgot the lyrics to every single song.
Wow.
Yeah. And because I just didn't rehearse. Rehearse. I had too much faith. I was, I don't say, maybe I was cocky.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I got it. I've done this a million times. I know this song. I'm good. And then you went in and played the music. And right when I was supposed to start rapping, blank.
Dang. So like what happened though? Like you were just freestyling?
I'm not the greatest freestyler. Uh-huh. I mean, I enjoy it because it's fun. But it was a challenge back then because I wasn't as good as I am now.
Mm.
So it was definitely a struggle. And I was like, okay. Let's go to the next song. So I cut my 15-minute set down to like maybe 8 minutes.
Wow.
Because I just didn't remember anything.
You don't have like a paper telling you like the set, like the name, like the order of the songs at least? So like
kind of. I know the order of the songs. And then the muscle memory helps you go from bar to bar.
Okay.
Because you remember the flow and how it goes. but otherwise you just forget.
Was that when you were starting out then, right?
No, that was like 2013 maybe. So I was a couple years in, like being serious, and I just forgot everything. Wow. Learned my lesson, man. Now it's like, okay, I have a show this date. Start rehearsing. Rehearse.
How much time do you like prepare yourself till you get to that date? Like,
At the very least, a couple days.
Okay.
At least a couple days, I'll be in like LA traffic, just playing my music over and over, rapping.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's smart. Cause here, like, we sit on traffic for most of the day. So,
yeah.
That's smart. Use your time wisely.
I get my rehearsal time in. Yep. Muscle memory for sure.
But I mean, we're just going to start slowing it down because we're about to finish in a little bit. But I want to hit you with some a couple more questions. So,
okay.
How do you deal with failure? Like,
you know, I hate failure. Part of it. I hate it, but it's absolutely necessary. You have to fail. Failing is the best teacher. When I failed at that one show, I forgot all my verses. That was a great teacher. I felt like crap, but it was required, and I learned. So you got to accept it. You know what's gonna come. It's gonna happen. When it does, accept it, learn from it, move on, keep moving forward. KMF.
All right. And then, what's some advice that you could give, like, up and coming artists or like anybody that wants to get into, like, I don't know, maybe into blogging, maybe into podcasting or the music.
You said it on your last episode, man. Just do it.
There's all right, solo
bolo. You know, just do it. Whether you do it on your iPhone, you do it on a setup you bought, whatever it takes, just start. Just do it. Just do it and be consistent. Because if you're not consistent, you're gonna fall off, and then that's it.
That's important. It's consistency.
Super, super important.
You gotta stay in people's faces.
Yeah, stay consistent and don't give up, man. KMF, keep moving forward.
You're pretty much the only one that's ever brought my podcast back like into the conversation.
I show you love, man.
No, I understand. No, but I'm saying like when I record like these episodes,
yeah,
like nobody's ever brought up like, oh, like you mentioned this on your episode. Da, da, da. Like, well, not that I can remember right now. I'm pretty sure somebody's gonna message me like, oh, this person's.
I brought it up.
yeah. If I at this moment I don't remember, but I'm sure when I'm done recording, it's because the mic. You know, I feel the pressure because the mic. They will just put that excuse out there, right? Yeah. You know what? I think we're gonna end it.
That's cool. Yeah,
I told you a couple meant two in this case.
There you go.
So, but before we end it, why don't you tell people you're all over the place. So, why don't you tell people they can find your music, your blogs, whatever, anything
you got going on. It's a one-stop shop, man. You go to thatimagine.com. Is all my links. Everything's there. Social media, you'll find everything at that_imagine. It's the same thing for everything.
Yeah.
One-stop shop, man. Thatimagine.com at that_imagine.
And I mean, but that got me, threw me off like for a loop because I was typing that imagine on YouTube and nothing kept popping up.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was like, all right.
My original rap name was Imagine That.
Yeah.
But I dropped the that. But when I was getting my social media stuff, all Imagine That stuff was taken. So I flipped it, That Imagine.
Yeah,
and that's how it kind of stuck.
There you guys go. He's hard to find, so you make sure you flip those that's around.
Yeah, it's thatimagine.com. Boom.
All right, thatimagine.com. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, you guys know what's next, and if you don't know, then sit down, get a drink, because we're about to play Sevens.
Sevens. We get like a lottery, not a lottery, a slot machine sound.
Yeah.
777.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Something we'll see. Thing. We'll see. Right now, if anybody's, I don't know, maybe has an idea.
Intro songs for
send sevens. It to me. Yeah, I mean, I got that. I just got that intro like a couple, like what, a month ago. Like, I mean, the actual song for the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're doing baby steps, you know. There you go. But, I mean,
progress.
If you got any ideas, you know, maybe like it's you record yourself singing for me, we'll throw it on, and if people like it, then we'll keep it. If not, then there's other people in the world that, you know, maybe they want to send me a song or something.
Yeah, seven.
It could be stupid. I don't care. Yeah. It could be, I don't know. Just be professional, all right? I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, we're gonna play a game called Sevens. So for anybody that does not know what Sevens is, it's a word association game. It's kind of like the $1 million pyramid.
Okay.
So basically, you pick a category, and I give you a clue. It's called sevens because it's seven questions. You have 7 seconds for each question.
Okay.
Each second is a point. So the longer you take, the less points you'll get.
Okay.
All right. So the high score for the podcast is 32, said by Marty Moose of 20 Miles of Scenic Beauty.
Nice.
And then this Oxnard. So he has a high score. I think last week's episode, they got close. They got one. They were 1 point away. So I do take it serious. You all do right. Have to beat that.
I'm super competitive when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of ran it. You know,
give me an idea of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. But for the listener, I'm gonna run it through again. So, 7 seconds, 7 questions. So a total of 49 seconds. Each point is each second's a point. And the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. All right, something that I tell all my guests is pick something that not only you're good at, that I'm also going to be good at. Because since I'm giving you the clues,
yeah.
It actually matters if I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, is there a Disney category?
Nope.
Damn it.
There's a movies category.
Let's go with movies.
But it's super broad, so...
I love movies. I'm pretty good at these, like figuring out bad clues.
So, all right.
Even if you have a bad clue, I'm pretty good at it.
All right. So it's going to be the best of two, so... Pretty much, this is going to be your... I mean, hopefully you do good, but...
Okay,
but just in case you don't, you still have another shot.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're about to start.
All right. Movies.
It's with Jamie Foxx. He was a slave.
Oh, Django. Django Unchained.
It's Lord of the Rings, but the ones before. It's supposed to be...
The
Hobbit. It's with Zach Galifianakis. They got drunk in Vegas.
Hangover.
It's with the bear. He loves marmalade.
Pass.
Oh shit. It's a scary movie. It has the Statue of Liberty. I think it's like Ghostbusters. Gas. No, it's like Gas.
Cloverfield.
Yeah. It's about a clown from a TV, and I guess it gets in your dreams. They just made the remake. It's the other one. It's actually Don. Okay. All right. It's with something Stiller. He like the girl put cum in her hair and stood it.
Something about Mary.
All right, see? I mean, 22. I told you. I gave you a warning. I mean, I did all right, but yeah. Cloverfield, I couldn't really give you a answer. I mean, I don't know if my clue was good enough.
Statue of Liberty was good. It was like a monster flick.
Yeah, I
remember the poster.
It. Yeah, I remember the poster. That's about it. That's all I know. And Poltergeist, and it was a clown, right?
Oh, it's
a
TV. Yeah. The girl in front of the TV. They're here. Yeah.
I never watched this.
If you'd have done that, I would have got it.
Yeah, I've never watched the movie. Yeah, and then there's something about Mary.
Yeah, I got that one.
No, zero.
At the buzzer, though.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It doesn't count.
Okay.
All right, but like I said, you got 22. It's not 32.
All right.
But
I see the challenge here. It's going to be tough.
All right. So, I mean, like when my guests, I let them pick by themselves the first time. And then the second time, I choose for them. Right?
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do general. All right?
Okay. I just suck at sports.
General.
All right.
What's this?
Heart.
No, this.
Shirt.
Not today, but...
Tomorrow.
When you... Like, not hopping, but...
Jumping.
Like a storm, but it's with snow.
Hail.
No, the other one.
Blizzard.
Water coming from the sky.
Rain.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Weekend.
When you go to the wilderness, you go...
Forest.
No, what do you do when you go there?
Camping.
Oh, I think this is going to be a good one. Ooh, 32.
We tied.
You tied. So. All
right, forever mentioned.
So as of right now.
We got to bring us both in for a tiebreaker.
No, he lives in New York, so I don't think I could do that. But, so both of you right now, since you guys tied, you guys both get a gift.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you what the gift was.
Oh, okay.
So it's a picture of myself. It. It's a fat head of myself giving a thumbs up.
Okay.
So, I mean, as of right now, that's what you're getting.
I'm with it.
So, I mean, there's still, 3 weeks left?
Yeah.
So, there's still a chance that somebody might beat you, but if not, nobody beats you guys, then that's what both of you guys are going to have to share it. So, I'm going to cut it in half. Send you both a piece. And hopefully you guys come together and reunite the pieces together.
Oh, okay. One day. We're going to collab.
There you go. Hey, you never know. You might go to New York, perform over there.
Yeah. Super dope.
Alright, well, you know what, guys? I'm going to wrap it up. But before I go, I got to let you guys know where to find me. Which you're here, so you already know how to find me. But anyways, so you can find me at Let Me Know Pod on Instagram and Facebook. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. You hear music in the background. Like, actually, not even. I mean, you do. But also, I mean, you hear music before I start the episode. If you want your music featured, send me the song to my email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. You guys know I have merch. I have hats. I have shirts. If you guys want to get one of those things, send me a DM. Or you could go to St. Stacy Boutique in Wilmington. They're both $20. And it's the holiday season. And you know what? I would like for you guys to rock some of my gear, so that'd be nice. And don't forget, for the Solo Bolo episodes, I do have a voicemail which you guys could call with any advice. If you guys need advice, maybe you don't know what to get your girl for Christmas or your boyfriend for Christmas, your mom, your whatever, your daughter, remember, you could always leave me a DM, or you could call me at 424-261-9005. And if you guys got some drama, you're thinking about cheating on your wife, maybe your girlfriend, your boyfriend, maybe you're in between two jobs, you know which one to take, I don't know, whatever. If you just need to vent, make sure you call me, and we'll be here. We'll show you some support, and you know, not only me, but also like the rest of the people on Instagram or wherever they're listening to me. They'll give me their feedback on it, and I'll make sure I push it on to you. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys go. But before I go, I just want to thank you for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys. So next time, I'll see ya. Bye.
Has been brought to you by Let Me Know Podcast. New episode every week, available on all streaming platforms.